This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoon at the Tone. Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Robb.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It's your Sports Bros, Rob and Suk. I'm Rob.
Asada.
They call me Asachi. Big Suk right over there.
Right here.
Look at him. No longer
in my Pat McAfee stage. It lasted 30 seconds.
We're getting ready for Face Off. Is that what they call it? Face Off.
What, Nicolas Cage?
Isn't that what they call it in hockey? That? The face-off?
It is the face-off, yes.
Between USA and Canada?
Yeah. We're for whatever reason, ESPN is leaning hard into this whole Miracle on Ice thing, which I'm not quite sure that applies here. But
I think they want to hype up the national pride as much as absolutely possible. But yeah, this is an all-star exhibition. That was U.S. versus Russia.
Yeah, so they're doing the Herb Brooks thing?
Yeah.
Which is kind of dumb because this is not that.
No.
Right? This is these are two very good
even squads full of professionals. Yeah. The Miracle on Ice was a bunch of amateurs taking on the greatest hockey team some people say was ever assembled.
Do you think anyone thought that through, or did they knew that they did it?
They
anyway?
Know and don't care.
Well, unfortunately, most of the people that are watching this, like if you're tuning in for the first time, you don't care. You just have an American boner at this point. So you're like, yeah. Hockey!
Well, what would you play? Like, if you're doing the cheesy, you know,
America,
motivational open for hockey, for USA versus Canada, like, what would you... If you're not using Miracle,
Like,
what are you going to use?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that may be... I mean, it's... There's not a lot of hockey-related things. Like, you can go slapshot because of all the fights.
It's like the Kenny Wheaton play. You kind of have to play.
You just lean into it. I get it. It's just a little absurd to think that... The Americans are a really good team full of a bunch of NHL stars, and they're making it out to be like the plucky. When's the last time the U.S., we're a country of 330 million people, like the most powerful nation on earth, and we're like, well, you know, we fight hard enough. You know, that's not quite the same thing, but I get why they're doing it.
So they were showing the players walking in to the arenas, you know, the perp walk.
Yeah.
You know what they do?
Yeah.
And I saw Sidney Crosby on there.
Yes.
He's still out there, apparently.
He's still out there, and he's very good. So from that aspect, I will say that Canada does have some generational players on their side that you're trying to topple.
I can't say that I knew he was Canadian.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
Because, well, I mean, I think of him as being from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, like, he lives in Pittsburgh. And that's the thing. That's the weird part about this whole, like, hatred thing. So many of the American players play in Canada. Most of the Canadian players play in the United States and actually make their residence.
Yeah.
In their home.
But doesn't that make it better that when it's like this, you're playing for the flag? It's like, okay, we're all good. We all play on each other's teams. We play in each other's countries.
Yeah, flags!
But when it comes to playing for the flag, we want to prove we're better than you.
And I do love that. That's the one
thing. That's great.
I don't buy in, because I love Canada. I love the Canadian players. I love the Canadian people. I don't buy into this they're our enemy crap.
I like their logo, too. I like the leaf.
I love everything about Canada, but I am with you. That there is something cool, and that's why I don't like that it's turned nasty. I get...
Political, it's kind of helped it.
It has helped it, but from just a hockey guy that was already into that, I don't like that this has become something nasty. It should just be anytime you play for your country, I would expect you to have the utmost pride and this to be a big deal. I just wish it didn't have this F you, let's boo anthem sort of energy to it. That I don't like, but I get why that is a the rallying cry. I get why that has spiced everything up. And if that gets more people to watch, then maybe ultimately it was good for the sport.
Someone bringing up, you know, ESPN is Disney Channel. This is on ESPN.
Oh.
And Miracle
was a Disney movie.
Was a Disney movie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They promoted in the open of this game, you can now watch Miracle streaming on Disney Plus.
And I will say...
Oh, that's smart.
While the movie is pretty cheesy and takes some liberties, as they all do, that is, in my opinion, a top five sports movie of all time. And they do keep it relatively on track with what actually happened.
They do a great job, I think, of conveying the David versus Goliath narrative with it. And it's a great American story in the first place. So they did it justice, I think.
And it is. And because it doesn't need any, like, it doesn't need any more juicing.
You didn't have to fluff it up. Yeah.
That is the greatest upset in the history of sports. And it's not even close. That Russian team was the greatest hockey team ever assembled. That Russian team, I think either the summer before or the year before, came in and played the NHL All-Stars, and they whooped their ass. Remember, the Russians weren't allowed to play over in the NHL, and they kicked the living hell out of the best players in the world. And that team we had of those were all college kids. There wasn't a single professional of that, and most of them didn't even go on and play. So imagine, that's like saying the dream team with Kobe, or not Kobe, but Jordan and Magic and all that. Imagine that team losing to a bunch of college kids. I mean, that wouldn't ever happen. And yet in that moment, it happened. It truly was the greatest David Goliath of all time, and it's freaking awesome.
Well, the Canadians are going to wish they were playing a bunch of high school kids tonight. Am I right?
I think both squads are happy that they're getting the best of the best here. This is awesome.
We'll keep you posted. And by the way, Buck is rolling on O Canada. We'll let you know what that sounds like with the Bostonians.
I got a pretty good idea what that's going to sound
like. You piece of garbage!
Coming up tonight in the club, we'll talk about the Gabby Petito documentary. I have, you know, we're fascinated here by indigenous peoples, you know, isolated indigenous peoples.
100%.
Did you see the story of the isolated indigenous bro who emerged from the thick, scraggly forest?
No.
Recently?
I haven't seen this.
Yeah, I got that story for
you. Okay, let's talk about it.
And what happened? What do you think happened?
I need to know, where did he come? Where was this at?
No, somewhere, like, I think it was the Amazon. You know,
just pulled the suit. You're like,
they're way out there in the Amazon.
So he just came rolling out?
Yeah.
My guess is he got scared and ran back in.
Okay.
I can't fathom what that's like.
It happened.
To walk out and well, like, the North Koreans are over there fighting in the Ukraine, and I guess all it takes to distract them is you just give them porn. And they're like...
Yeah, because they've never seen it.
They've never seen it. And if that imagine someone who's been living in a tribe their entire life that comes out. I think that person would just die of shock. And you're like, hey, by the way, you know, here's a hustler or whatever the hell you're producing nowadays.
This is what some other people do in front of a camera. Yeah. Like, what?
Show them an OnlyFans. Like, yeah, here you go.
Coming up this hour, we have a possible NCAA tournament expansion, RIP spring games, and some NFL things. But right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victor Rico's Mexican Food. Discover Victor Rico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorricos.com.
Number five.
You know, Dutch mentioned the text line. Nothing gets by them. They are mentioning that the Dream Team did lose
They did not.
College kids.
There was a scrimmage that they had, and the legend goes that the guys were sleepwalking, and the coach kind of encouraged that to happen. And then he yelled at him in the next game or the next practice. They beat the college kids by like 60 points. Stop it.
Well, never mind.
They didn't lose to the college kids.
We have to move on. It is the hockey showdown of the decade. We've got Team USA versus Team Canada. Four Nations face-off finale. They are in Boston. It is on ESPN, and apparently it's a big deal to watch it.
Yeah.
But listen to us and then watch it.
There you go.
Or listen to us and watch it.
Yeah, just get a little
I don't care.
Split screen going on. You do care.
You know, I actually do. Yeah. I want to watch this.
Me too. I was hoping. I thought it was yesterday, and I was like, oh, that's perfect, because we were out there at 5.
Number four.
Didn't happen, no. I got to watch Oregon, Iowa instead. Didn't have the same juice.
Nebraska was the first. Now Texas and USC are following suit. They are canceling their spring games in favor of a more NFL OTA format.
Yeah, they're just jammed up about basically tampering and showing some kids highlights and then having other teams snatch
players. That's what Matt Rhule said. He mentioned that he didn't want to showcase game for other schools to recruit his roster.
Yeah.
But USC is saying that it just doesn't make sense because of the risk for injury. And then Texas, Sarkisian came out and he said, you know, it's just college football has changed. They've played 30 games in two seasons. He's like, there's just a different development cycle now to get kids ready for the fall than in previous years.
It's kind of
and running out a big spring game scrimmage is not part of that development.
Oregon still has theirs. You know,
Oregon is going to have theirs. Yeah, theirs is April 26th. Yeah.
Although theirs, format-wise, has kind of just turned into a scrimmage for the public.
Yep, pretty much. And they do the sell and all that, and they invite some kids down, and they do a big recruiting thing. But yeah, it's definitely changing. I think this is going to become the norm where people just get rid of it.
Number three.
Luka and the Lakers are visiting Portland tonight, although Luka is not going to play.
He's got calf management. And then LeBron is questionable.
I love that they call it calf management. They've stopped even trying to disguise it. He doesn't want to play.
Luka's out for being fat. And then LeBron, who did play last night, he may or may not play. Welcome to the NBA.
God, man.
I know.
LA is 1-2 with Doncic after losing to Charlotte last night.
Dude, people were saying that for this one, people were fired up. Tickets in the 300 level were going for like $100. This was actually a game that people were wanting to go to. Now watch people spend their money and they show up and there's no Luka, no LeBron.
Right. This
Get
is
ready
a
for
real
Alex Len.
That's a real problem.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know how the NBA combats this, but they can't let this go on for much longer.
Dude, if this was the Blazer game that I actually spent real money to go to and the tickets weren't cheap, I'd be so pissed.
This is why I've always said, only go to a Blazer game when the tickets are free.
Or if it's the playoffs.
They've been really cheap this year, but this one, tickets were robust to this one.
Number two.
Bye-bye Victor Wembanyama. The Spurs are shutting him down for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's no good.
He has deep vein thrombosis in his shoulder.
They got blood clot.
Which is a form of a blood clot. And because he'll be on blood thinners, he can't play. They expect a full recovery in time for next season. The big fella was averaging 24 points and 11 boards a game. Two more weeks of recovery expected for Anthony Davis of the Dallas Mavericks as well.
Until he comes back and gets hurt again.
By the way, did you see former Portland Blazer great? Portland Trailblazer great.
Okay.
Oh, there's old Gretzky.
Hey. Are they booing Wayne?
They're booing Gretzky.
Are they really? They're booing.
You're damn right they are.
Oh, my. Like, really?
They're going to boo everybody associated with Canada.
You're booing the
51st state, bitches!
You're booing the greatest hockey player of all time.
Where's,
and just
where's
the
he
nicest
from?
Guy. He's just Canadian.
I know, but where? Where's
I don't remember. I mean, played in Edmonton. I don't remember where he grew up, but he's Canadian. We're booing Gretzky. Cool.
Did you see Moses Brown, former Blazers great, is now a Dallas Maverick?
I did not.
Yeah. Just wanted to point that out
for Anthony Davis. See, I do. I think it makes you look like a bunch of clowns that you're booing Wayne Gretzky.
Well, we are a bunch of clowns. Like, what do you expect?
It's embarrassing. Be better than that.
Yeah, well, we're not
dumb sports tribalism.
Yeah.
ESPN and Major League Baseball have mutually agreed to part ways after the 2025 season. Basically, they are both opting out of their contract.
Oh, I didn't see this. When did this, where did this go down?
This is in the last hour or so.
All within the last hour. Oh, they are saying...
Breaking news.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a big deal.
I mean, that is a big deal.
Major League Baseball has been on ESPN for over 30 years.
I know. Like,
and so they're both like, Major League Baseball is like, we don't want you. And ESPN's like, eh, you're a little expensive.
Even though we're like,
nah, I mean,
is this like a maybe, I know YouTube's been talking about getting into the NFL game. And
yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting time for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, when I think of Major League Baseball, I think of ESPN. That's wild. That's a lot.
Did you see who the Mariners are adding back to the TV analyst rotation?
Yeah, so with the Bones coming back, right?
Jay Buhner.
Jay Buhner.
Yep. And Mike Blowers has been turfed.
I'm not.
Blow.
I could do without Mike Blowers.
They called him.
By the way, they brought out Mike Arruzioni now for the Americans. Americans by 72.
Are they going to boo him?
No, Arruzioni was
most definitely not.
Arruzioni was the captain of the Miracle on Ice team.
Well, okay, but they probably don't even know that. They're from Boston.
And they are wearing, he's wearing the Johnny Hockey jersey, who
Johnny
should
Goodrow,
be on this team,
yeah,
but was tragically run down by a drunk driver.
Hot 5 at 5 brought to you by Victorico's Mexican Food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victoricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victorico's. RIP Spring Games, next on The Fan. Well, we have some pretty good news to report.
I don't know if I've ever done this before, but I got to give an attaboy to the people of Boston. Yeah.
Sounds like we had the sound up in here as they're doing the O Canada and the national anthem right now.
Yeah.
At the hockey game, and they started to boo it.
And it really didn't catch
but
on.
But it did not, yeah.
No.
And by the end of it, I don't think there were any boos for O Canada.
No, that was freaking awesome. And now they're playing the U.S. anthem, and we can't hear. We turned it down. Bucks are rolling. I'm assuming this is going to be electric and people are going to lose it, which is what you should do. But we don't, I can't say this enough. I am proud of the hockey fans in Boston.
Now,
that is awesome.
Okay. I don't want to make excuses.
Go for it.
Well, I mean, this is probably a pretty pricey ticket.
Yes.
Right? I mean, I'm guessing this is not drunk Celtics bro here.
Yeah.
You know, this is probably a higher end.
I'm sure that's a tough ticket to get
into. It's a little bit more like a Super Bowl type of...
And there are a lot of Canadian jerseys in the crowd.
And yeah, there's a lot of Canadians. Yeah, a lot of Canadians there, but I just, you know, maybe this isn't the best representation of a Boston sports guy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, even though it's in Boston.
You're right.
So I don't know.
But credit nonetheless.
Yeah, you're right.
I really thought that was going to get ugly, especially when they booed Gretzky when he came out. But they booed Gretzky louder than they booed the anthem.
And by a lot.
And I would like to think that as it started and people booed, there were enough people probably turning to the idiot next to him and, you know, maybe even doing, what the hell are you doing, man? Cheer for your anthem. You don't need to boo the other one. I think of the Sam Weiss, right? Remember when he was like, you don't live in Cleveland, you live in Cincinnati. Don't do that.
By the way, we have a hotter singer.
Yeah, I like what she had going on. Plus the lady that sang Old Canada, she...
It wasn't very good.
Kind of iffy.
She sucked.
Yeah.
Because Old Canada is a
good
song.
Do you have that, Buck?
Not yet. We're still rolling on it from the end of the American anthem.
Are we getting some good buzz here for the national anthem? I can't tell.
Well, let's he'll play it
first. We're finding out as we speak. Yeah, so
if you want to stick around to our radio program, we are going to play both O Canada and the national anthem, and you can decide for yourself how it went.
Someone on the YouTube chat, this is genius. The plan was that the singer was going to be awful, so we didn't need to boo O Canada. She just butchered the song, and we let her do the booing.
She owned herself. She owned herself, Canada.
By the way, can I say that Sidney Crosby...
He's doing a Benjamin Button thing. He's aging in reverse.
He looks younger than when he came into the league.
He's like 37.
What the hell?
I know. Because if you look at Alexander Ovechkin and they're like a year apart.
He's old.
They came in. Ovechkin looks like he's 70.
Yeah.
And Crosby looks like he's 12.
Well, Ovechkin's always looked like kind of like a chain smoking party animal.
He is.
But
he's known for having a good time in the offseason.
Cros is like, my God, he looks 18. What is he doing?
I think he does the whole LeBron James spend $1 million and take care of your body thing. Whereas Ovechkin... he just goes back home and drinks a lot of vodka and gets fat in the off season and then works his way into shape during the season.
What is the longest a hockey player has ever played? Like number
Gordie
of
Howe.
Seasons.
Gordie Howe played professionally for like almost 30 years. I think he played well into his 50s. So that would be the, like, Crosby and Ovechkin are getting, and Crosby still plays at a, both do at a really high level, but man, you start getting to 40, like, yeah, you just, your best days are behind you. I mean, LeBron's still out there. I mean, what LeBron's doing is amazing. Kareem played that long, but he wasn't LeBron good.
Look at that death stare from Kroz.
He still, at 37, can't grow any sort of facial hair, so.
Little bitch.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, Gordie Howe played professional hockey for 32 years. 1946 to 1980.
Wow.
Yeah. And played with two of his kids, one of which went on and was a Hall of Famer.
You said 19 what?
1946 to 1980.
Wow.
Gordie Howe.
32 years.
25 for the Red Wings, and he played for the Hartford Whalers after the WHL folded. 23-time NHA All-Star.
He was overrated. I'm going to do a diatribe on that later.
Yeah, he told me to go F myself.
Yeah, he's a jerk. He's a jerk.
Yeah, he wasn't a friendly guy.
All right, well, what are we going to do with spring games? Are we okay that spring games are going away?
You know.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Is there something cooler we could do?
Well, I think what teams are doing now, and Oregon does a little bit of this, you just need to, like, Oregon is embracing, they just make it a fan celebration, right? There's a concert. Who is it? Matt Kearney that performed last year.
Yeah, and it's like, and they also do, like, a military appreciation. Yeah,
they do a baseball game.
Usually, yeah, they always couple it with a baseball game now.
And they do a big duck surplus sale, so you can go down there and buy all the fans get a chance to buy actual, the team issue gear that they don't use anymore.
It's almost like an Oregon Athletics Carnival Day.
Yeah, and I think that's more along the lines of what you do. It's like the Pro Bowl, right? Like, no one wants to go to the Pro Bowl anymore. The game's dumb. It's pointless. And so you just kind of change it. You make it a celebration. I think more teams will end up doing that and maybe still having some sort of scrimmage around it, like what Oregon does. But when I was there, we actually had a game. Like, fans came and, like, we played a game. We divided into two squads. And
I have thought that they would start to have, like, games against other schools.
Yeah, you could do that. Well,
I mean, why beat up your own team?
Well, the NHL. I got hockey on my mind. The NFL now kind of does this. When you go into training camp, you get one or two teams now, and you go to their facility, and you just have inner squad things. Oh. That wouldn't shock me if, you know, Oregon and Oregon State got together and had joint practices in the spring.
I would imagine that's helpful for the team.
It's way better.
To go against.
In the NFL, now they're saying that those actually mean way more than the preseason games.
Yeah. Exactly.
You get more work done. It's a controlled environment because, like, when you're in those sorts of situations, you really want to have situational. Like, it's hard for me to evaluate a game when it's not really a game.
When the things you want to practice don't even occur, so you can't practice them.
Yes, whereas if I have an inner squad thing, what we can do is, like, hey, we're having a blitz pickup period where I'm going to have my offense, your defense, and we just know this is blitz. We're going to do an inside run.
Don't the head coaches agree on like how we're going to do this? So I need to work on this. You need to work on that. So 100%. Let's do, That makes way more sense.
We're going to have red zone. It's all situational.
Ooh,
ball.
Fight.
Nah, we just got a little pushing and shoving. It's a little face wash. And the Kachucks, that's just what they do.
The Kachucks.
They're instigators, if you will. And if you want to talk about someone that looks like, you mentioned Terrell Suggs looking like Sloth from Goonies.
Yeah.
You need to look up Brady Kachuk.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just throat punched that guy. God.
I told you, I think the U.S. is going to try to drag him into this sort of game, and I don't think Canada's going to take the
game. That's not the game they want to play.
No.
Over under on fights?
I took zero.
Yeah, it's a half.
Yeah. I do not think that there will be a fight.
All right, well, RIP spring games, although Oregon's still going to have one, but I would imagine.
Someone said Oregon State used to do alumni versus the current
players. Oh, sweet.
What?
Now, is that an alumni game you'd go back for, Suk?
Oh, my God.
Kansas did that because was it Kansas? I don't know. There's a clip floating around of an old dude, like 90-year-old dude carrying the rock.
Really?
Into the end zone.
Yeah.
And there's real players out there, but they're obviously letting him.
Sure.
I mean, they're not trying to.
Yeah.
Take him down or anything. So, probably could catch him, but
someone blows up some old man. He dies on the field.
But yeah, I love that idea. You'd go play, wouldn't you? Play
BYU does they do an alumni for the spring. They do a flag football game where they invite all the players back. But as an old lineman, one, I would never do that.
What if the alumni won?
They did.
Then you're like, oh my God, This team sucks.
They do the none of the current players playing it. It's just a flag football game between the alumni, which I would not go back for. And plus, as an old lineman, what the hell am I going to do at a flag football game? You would.
Well, block.
Stand there and pass block.
That's not.
Do your job.
There's no blocking. It's a flag. Yeah,
there's blocking in flag football.
There's blocking.
There is not.
Yes, there is.
There is no blocking.
Yes,
there are linemen. You have a center and a couple linemen. No, they do a pass protect.
Yes, you do.
Because you can rush the quarterback. You're thinking like 7-on-7. They have a timer, but there's pass rushers in flag football.
There is no linemen in flag football.
In middle school, when I played, there was.
I think there is.
Well, either way, I'm not going back to an alumni game. And I can't think of anything that would be a worse idea than having alumni play with pads on. In fact, I remember, who was the singer that just did the boot in your ass guy? Toby Keith.
Rest in peace.
I guess he, back in the day, this must have been a thing, because I saw a thing on him once, and he broke his leg. He went back and played in an Oklahoma alumni game, like with pads and everything, and he broke his leg.
Damn it, well, Sook's right. There are no linemen in flag
football. Not what this says. NFL flag says all players who rush the passer must be a minimum of 7 yards from the line
there
of scrimmage.
There are rushers, but there are not offensive linemen to block them.
Wait, so they just get a free rush?
You have to
do like a seven alligator thing.
Or you have to back up from a certain point.
Get out of here with that.
Just the idea of putting on, if you ever watched like those weird semi-pro teams that like play around here, like, oh, what are you doing? Like old men, like wearing pads, like, or going out and going to war. No, no, we're not. I can't think of anything more terrible. Like if Portland State invited me to come play for the spring game, suit me up, Barney Ball. I got some eligibility left. My 47-year-old ass.
I'd play, but I'm designated quarterback.
I would. You're going to get hit.
Flag?
Oh, flag.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like an actual real. Yeah, flags!
No, I think flag.
Yeah. Blow out
Sling
your
that rock.
Blow out your hammy.
All right. Coming up next. Oh, we've got tournament expansion. NCAA tournament's going to expand.
Speaking of things that no one wants or needs.
You know, there is one argument for it.
There is?
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, it's not a bad argument for it. Mm. And I will tell you what that is when we come back. Okay?
All right.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
All right. How are we doing? USA winning?
0-0 right now.
It's what?
0-0.
Really? I thought we'd be up 3 by now.
Not quite.
And then Buck's got the audio. We're going to, if you haven't heard O Canada, their national anthem out there tonight, if you weren't watching it live, we're going to play it for you.
Yeah.
And then you can decide.
Kudos to you, Boston fan.
How the Boston fans did.
Boston represented us well.
That'll be next. Here's Buck.
I also point out that I find this very weird when we play this song as an American like anthem.
It's taken on a patriotic tone, even though it's not at all about that.
It's not. It's kind of a protest.
It may be anti-American.
America sucks song. No one listens to the words. None of it's good, America. And yet, like, we...
By the way, we're losing already. Yeah. You told me that this USA goalie was the best in the league.
He is.
How the hell does he not stop that goal?
His bad goal. That's a
the hell.
That's what we call a soft goal. You know, what's weird is that he is the best goalie in hockey, and right now he may win the MVP too. He has been atrocious in the playoffs in the NHL the last couple of years. So hopefully he's not pulling a El Chocorino in the biggest game. That's a bad goal. That should not have gone in.
We're already losing.
Yeah.
One nothing.
One nothing. Nathan McKinnon on a goal for Team O Canada.
We'll play the anthems for you here in a second. The NCAA tournament talking about expanding. As a matter of fact, Pete Thamel had it that they are talking about going to 76.
Yeah, because that's what we need is more play-in games. Like, what?
68. Well, it's currently 68.
Yeah. Yeah, 60 with the 4 play-in teams, then obviously it goes to 64.
So now they're talking about 68 to 76. He said that...
And those will all be play-in games as well?
Yeah,
right?
He said, here was his quote. He said, what we reported Saturday was at 76, if they were to expand, and it's a negotiation with the media partner, so nothing is done, but it would be the more likely option of what it would look like. It would be an addition of 8 teams, 8 more games, another site. So they play a first 4 in Dayton. I would imagine that Dayton gets 8 and another site would get 8. Mm-hmm. I was told it would likely be outside the Eastern time zone. Do they use Dallas, Frisco, whatever they've used for some stuff? Do they use Vegas? End quote, Pete Thamel.
Because Dayton is picked, right, because it's the easiest to get to, right, and get out to whatever.
Is that what it is?
I think that's
is that why they picked
it. It's the location of it.
Well, apparently in Dayton, they love it.
They love it.
Like,
yeah.
They eat fill it up the arena.
Yeah, and it's essentially located for all the teams because they have such a short turnaround.
So they should find a place like that.
Yeah, you would think that, or if you're going to put it in Vegas, make sure that all the teams that are going to play in Vegas are seated in the West, or if you're putting it in Dallas, right, that you don't have to travel. The idea is you play there and you get to stay there or very close to
there. Well, look, the one argument for it, and I don't care. I mean, I'm going to watch either way.
Sure.
And if they expand so far out that there are games that don't matter. Like, usually the first four is on when you and I are doing the show, so we just have it on whatever.
We're up at Ale and A this year again.
Oh, yeah. It's like that's a staple.
Yeah, with Jerry Harrington's drunk brother in a Falcons jersey.
But if they add more of those, whatever. I don't care either way.
Yeah.
I don't know, people get all hot and bothered about it. What do you care?
Well, it's because, again, our national pastime now is bitching about things.
But that's a great tournament.
It's a great tournament. I don't like it that it keeps getting watered down. We don't need these. But like you said, as long as they're playing and it doesn't really monkey around with the actual format of 64.
And it doesn't.
And it doesn't. As long as this is just the same, it's just more playing games, that's fine.
More money.
And to be honest with you, if you end up in the playing games, I don't really care. Like, you've earned your way there by being the definition of mediocre.
But here's the one sort of argument for it. And no, we don't need more 19 and 13 teams in the big dance. But what about the 25-5 mid-major?
See, that's what I'm...
Who slipped up in his conference tournament, win the conference tournament, and now is left out of the field.
But here's my fear. And I'm with you, because I do think that sucks. When you get a team from the Southwestern Jewish Advocates League that runs roughshod through the conference, and they get nicked on a three-pointer bank in at the end, and their season's over. My problem with this is I don't think they're going to put that team in. They're going to put an 18-14 team from the SEC.
Well, I think what maybe what they're alluding to is that they're working out a number of spots for those teams.
I hope so.
You know, you have to be a mid-major who didn't win. Because if you don't know, if you're in a mid-major, and you have to win your conference tournament in order to get into the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
So some teams will, it's just terrible that if you could go 35-0, win your conference, go into the tournament, get upset, you only have one loss, and you would not be, well, you'd probably get an at-large in that instance, but I'm just, most of them don't.
No.
And they are out. And they can't play in it.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, there are so many small little conferences, and those teams just get no respect. You have to win your tournament. But what I don't need in, like, I'm looking up here, like, I don't know, I'm trying to find who would be the definition of a mediocre...
Oregon.
I get Oregon, right?
Although right now?
They're saying Oregon's going to get in. But
I mean, they're less bubbly, but they're still not very
exactly,
good.
Exactly, right? Like, if Oregon has slipped up, but, like, behind Oregon is, like, Nebraska, Ohio State, and USC... Do we need Ohio State at 7-9 in conference play?
Ohio State just lost by, I think they lost by about 20 to Northwestern.
Yeah, they
got
drilled
tonight.
Yes. So let's say they go on a run here and they finish 500 in the conference and they're behind Oregon. So now we get Ohio State in the tournament. That's where I'm like, I don't need it. Give it to the Albany.
The upstarts.
Give it to the upstarts.
How about upstart play-in?
That I'm all for.
Games.
You know, because I there's always one, there's always Rutgers or someone, or remember, you know, it's always some team that's like bitching and moaning that they didn't make the tournament. And I'm like, my God.
Well, isn't there too, there's a stat, and I'm sure it will come around when we get to March, but I think one of the play-in teams has actually, whoever wins the play-in,
I think has gone on,
has
every
done
year.
Really good yes. in the tournament.
Yes. Almost the every tournament. Year, there's some that make it to the next weekend, the Sweet 16 or the Elite
Eight. Exactly. All right, we're going to play O Canada and the National Anthem from Boston tonight. How did it go? You'll find out next on The Fan.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, just learned you can now buy a Lee Greenwood USA Hockey Bible for the low, low price of $79.95.
Nice.
So. You know, Lee Greenwood actually has a Proud to Be a Canadian as well.
Yeah.
That dude
I think he's got a lot of them, doesn't
that
he?
That dude is the ultimate whore.
Well, there were rumors that Trump was going to get sworn in on a Lee Greenwood Bible so that he/they could sell more of them.
Dude, that guy is such a douche.
Time is running out for you to enter daily for the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Entering is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 1080 The Fan or any participating station. You must listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. The winner, and this is a national contest, is going to receive travel for four and a 5-night hotel stay at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination and home of the biggest March hoops party at their stadium swim, plus $5,000 for each of you to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Contest ends this Sunday, so keep listening each day for at least an hour. All the info is on our website, 1080thefan.com.
Dude, that is tasty right there.
USA losing to Canada 1-0. They have already pulled their goalie. Very controversial, but
they're playing with no goalie the rest of the way.
Empty net. Let's listen to the. Let's first listen to O Canada. So we were a little worried.
Yeah.
That Boston was going to have a field day with O Canada.
I thought it was going to get ugly. They booed Gretzky when he came out. But I thought the people of Boston handled themselves very well.
So here's what it sounded like.
In the spirit of this great game, we kindly ask that you respect the national anthems and the players that represent each country. Please welcome Chantal Kreviazuk for the singing of the Canadian National Anthem.
Oh, Canada, terre nos arrières, true patriot love that only us command. With glowing heart, we see thee rise, the true North strong and free.
A little shaky.
Do we need to boo it when she's butchering it?
From maybe that's why they're booing.
Far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on God for thee.
Now, they started out pretty strong, but they faded.
Can we get some God applause here?
Keep our land.
What is she doing?
Glorious and free. Stand on God for thee.
Oh, cheers.
Canada,
is that even how it goes?
We stand on God for thee.
All right.
It's bad.
Not great.
And we got, now we got the applause.
And then they started a USA chant.
Yes. That is
USA.
I hate to do it because I don't want to give Boston fans credit, but bravo. That is what you should do, right? Again, you got to.
Well,
get
they did boo it.
Well, I know, but that was not bad, and you're not going to be able to get everyone on board.
It wasn't overwhelming at all.
No, and then they broke into some cheers, and then the USA chant. I thought that is as well as you could possibly hope for in that heated environment, and the idea that the people of Boston were going to represent our country in a respectful, kick-ass way. Upset of the year.
Now, the national anthem. Here's what that sounded like.
Please welcome America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, conducted by Jorge Soto, and joined by three-time Grammy Award winner, Isabel Leonard.
She sounds like an opera singer.
I know. It's not working for me. I'll try harder. I'm watching a Bugs Bunny cartoon. That big fat thing with the horns. We get a big finish here?
No, let's hear it. Let's, we owe it to her.
Yeah. I like the band. I mean, we got some big cymbal crashes, but I'm a little underwhelmed. I like everyone singing.
Good, but
if opera's not your thing, it's not your thing.
Love the crowd.
It should be noted just the smattering of boos at the start of the Canadian national anthem, and then many of the Americans in the crowd sang along with their great national anthem. And how emotional on an already emotional charge night to see Mike Ruzzioni out there wearing the number 13.
All right, well, there you go.
Pretty cool. By the way, the 13 is the Johnny Gaudreau, the Johnny Hockey, who died tragically. Yeah, so
listen, they're losing. I don't care anymore.
Rob's out.
If they had a better anthem, they wouldn't
should
be
losing. Should have bet Canada,
dummy. I know I should have, but I can't do that to my...
No, you can't.
That's what I said.
I'm an American.
You can't do that.
Not doing that.
I'm happy that that did not turn bad because that was a really cool moment. It was electric. That place is a buzz, and we got enough of that. We don't need to manufacture an enemy of our closest ally.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for sports.
Sports. By the way, can we get that both
what?
Of those anthems?
What's the matter?
What's the problem? It was so try-hardy.
Well,
it's just.
Do you think that's hard to find a? Like
no,
if you're,
it shouldn't be. You can't vet those people.
Well, I mean, the lesser sporting event you go to, I mean, you get some pretty rough ones.
Too. Oh, 100%.
So it can't be that easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Like, it has to be a major event
to get
someone good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, even the Blazers had, the poor, remember the whole.
Yeah, but this is the biggest event that hockey's going to have all year, minus maybe the Stanley Cup final. You would think that we could have gotten something a little better than that.
Well, we should have done something like more, where's Toby Keith?
Well, he's dead.
Not Toby Keith, the boots in your ass guy.
Yeah, he's dead.
That's him.
The other guy, Keith Toby. Where's he?
Toby?
Well, all the.
They're dead.
All the country guys. Like, come on.
Chris Stapleton or something.
Well, he did the Super Bowl
a couple years
ago.
He was phenomenal.
He was great, but I'm thinking of more of like a quintessential
country singer guy. Country singer. Although, Boston, I don't know. I mean, that's a very blue-collar crowd.
Boston?
That didn't work. The Canadian Anthem lady butchered it, and that weird opera lady, that did not fit the vibe.
Bay Area teams often go to Huey Lewis for big anthem games.
I could see that. That didn't work.
Great.
Steven Tyler's a Boston guy. Get his old ass out there.
What about Steve Perry?
There you go.
How about that?
Just get a Steve out there. Let's get him out. We could have done better than that. That could have been a crowning American moment right there. And I just wish you would have put the mic down. I like when they let the crowd sing because the crowd was into that.
And especially because you had the instrumentals of the Boston Pops, go no vocals and let the Boston Pops lead the crowd in the song.
And the crowd sings along and everyone gets drunk, put their arms around each other, would have been better.
What if they let the players sing it?
Yeah, you could. I don't know if any of the Kachucks can carry a tune, but...
Well, that's the beauty of it.
That's the beauty.
What if they got Justin Tucker to do it?
Whoa.
Is there a lot of massage parlors?
He sings opera.
Although he doesn't go to the massage parlors. He just goes to actual massage studios.
All right, coming up next, the latest Netflix documentary reviewed on The Fan.